Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Mary Flower and her recording Instrumental Breakdown and a tune called The Black Dog Rag, and that's on Yellow Dog Records. On this week's program, we begin a two-part feature called Women Sing the Blues. The New York Times Magazine on April the 13th had a cover story called Please Don't Bury Me by John Jeremiah Sullivan. This very long article actually began as a search for musical backstories for Geechee Wiley and L.V. Thomas, but along the way, he documented the travels of record collectors and folklorists trying to find the holy grail of vintage recordings and performers. I'm going to open up the program with a set of tunes from those two women from the 1930s, Geechee Wiley and L.V. Thomas. This is probably Geechee's best-known tune, a tune called Last Kind Word Blues, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Daddy say, if I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Foggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I can't just leave me out, let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you golden news. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me, just be before she died. Lord, said the daughter, don't you keep a while. The Mississippi River, you know it, she's wide. I can't stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I have to close the door.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, I'm just down here trying to save these barns from hot rods.
Well, let me hear it then.
Lord, did that day burlesque
magazine for Robin P. For Robin P. Big for Robin P. Lord, in that day, magazine for Robin P. Then I'll be satisfied as a family. And don't get funny, cause I'm a nigger, don't cut no bigger than a Miss Lady. Hail my baby, and I'm a hustling coon, that's just what I am. You bet I pick for Robin Lee, pick for Robin Lee, pick his head, pick his feet. I would've picked somebody, but it wasn't his feet, but I pick for Robin Lee. Before I've been clean and I'll be satisfied as a family.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week we are beginning a two-part feature called Women Sing the Blues. On April 13th, the New York Times Magazine had a cover story all about, essentially all about, two young blues women named Elvie Thomas and Geeshy Wiley. And that was kind of the inspiration for this program, at least. We just listened to the two of them in this first set. We just heard Pick Poor Robin Clean from Geeshy Wiley and Elvie Thomas. And before that, we heard from Elvie Thomas, Motherless Child Blues. Both of those are from a recording called Mississippi Masters on Yazoo. What's interesting about that is they recorded in Wisconsin. That's part of the mystery. And we let off that set with Geeshy Wiley and probably her best-known tune, Last Kind Word Blues, and that's from The Best There Ever Was on Yazoo Records. You may remember, back in Bonnie Raitt's earlier days, she championed a wonderful blues singer named Sippy Wallace. Let's turn back the clock a bit and listen to Sippy back in 1923 with the Shorty George Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Furniture man.
Sure, I ain't got no money today. Furniture man, please don't take my furniture away.
I got to take it. I'm going to let it stay.
I'm a hard-working woman.
Yes, but you don't seem to get much pay.
Don't
You done had your time, and now it is a crime.
But I'm a good loving mama.
But you ain't got a single dime. I'm going to move in or lose my job instead.
That's where I get my pleasure.
Oh no, that's where you rest your head.
Money, you man, let me have another week to pay.
I said, no, hot mama, I must have some dough today.
Well, my man will bring some money.
Well, he better bring it right away.
Leave my stove, 'cause it's getting too doggone cold.
I got to haul your ashes before they get too old.
Oh, please remove that clicker.
Then it will be red hot, I'm told.
Thank you. Come in here, girl. Come in here right now. I've been trying to be bad, and you don't know how. Doing the George O'Cry. Oh, doing the George O'Cry. Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry. Saying old Miss Jones was betting great. Saw the George O'Cry through a stick away. She did the George O'Cry. Yes, but she went crazy about the George O'Cry. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1423, and you can check us out on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Instrumental Breakdown from Mary Flower. And we heard Mary there on the six-string banjo, Chaz Leary on the washboard, and Matt Perrine on the sousaphone with a tune called Maplewood. Instrumental Breakdown is on Yellow Dog Records. This week, we are listening to Women Sing the Blues Part 1, and we're listening to the Pioneers. Before that, we heard from Louis Armstrong and his wife Lil Armstrong from back in 1926. And before that, we heard from Louis Armstrong along with his wife Lil Armstrong and Georgia Grind, recorded on the 26th of February, 1926. That was a vocal duet, and that's from the collection The Hot Fives, Volume 1 on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard Memphis Minnie along with her husband, who called himself Kansas Joe McCoy, and a tune called I'm Going Back Home, recorded on the 26th of May, 1930. And that's on a collection called Four Women Blues. That's on RCA Bluebird Records. And before that, we heard from Lonnie Johnson along with Victoria Spivey. You may remember the back cover of Bob Dylan's New Morning record. He was pictured with a woman playing the piano. That was Victoria Spivey. We heard Furniture Man Blues Part 1 from Lonnie Jordan and Victoria Spivey, and that's from Raunchy Business, Hot Nuts and Lollipops on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, the Queen. We heard Bessie Smith from back in 1923, and "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." That's from the Complete Recordings Volume 1 on Columbia Legacy. And we let off that set with Sippy Wallace and Shorty George Blues, recorded in Chicago on October 26th, 1923, and Eddie Hayward was on the piano. That's on Document Records, Sippy Wallace, Volume 1, 1923 to 1926. Well, we're going to turn in this next set to some Holiness Blues, and Bessie Jones from the Georgia Sea Islands had a wonderful, wonderful touch with the blues, and this is her take on the Appalachian tune all about bartering with God. This is "O Death" from Bessie Jones on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Waiting in the water till good. From your burden of sin, there is power in the blood, power in the blood. But you all are victory to win. There is wonder work and power in the blood. Lord, there is power, power, wonder work and power in the blood of the Lamb. Of Jesus, your King, there is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily, praise His holy name? There is wonderful work and power in the blood. Lord, there is power, power, wonderful work and power in the blood.
Those were the Clara Ward Singers from back in 1961. And of course, Reverend Gary Davis's classic, If I Had My Way, from Meetin' Tonight, from the Clara Ward Singers. And we've been listening to some holiness blues. And before that, the great Mahalia Jackson was an inspiration to so many soul singers, and we heard Power in the Blood from her classic recording A Mighty Fortress. That was on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, from back in 1966, we heard the Staples Singers with Wade in the Water, with Mavis taking the lead. We'll listen to Mavis Staples a bit more next week on our program. That's on a recording called Freedom Highway on Columbia Legacy. And we let off that set with Bessie Jones from down there in the Georgia Sea Islands and her take on O Death. From the recording, Put Your Hand on Your Hip, and that's on Rounder Records. We are listening to Women Sing the Blues this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is part one of a two-part feature. We're listening to some pioneers this week. And when I came home from school each day back in the 60s, I would turn on the Merv Griffin Show. And often he would have as a guest a woman named Alberta Hunter. Here's Alberta with I've Got a Mind to Ramble on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I got a mind to ramble, never work no more, hallelujah. Yes, I got a mind to ramble, never work no more. Oh. I got a mind to take a chance and gamble everywhere I go. Oh, the grapevines is busy, yeah. There's talk all over town. Play it for me. Yes, I said the grapevine's busy. There's talk all over town. Ah, they're sending higher. I try to raise you. The more you try to drag me down. You know I begged and I begged you to mend your low-down dirty ways. Oh. Yes, I begged you and I begged you to mend your low-down, dirty ways. So I made up mine to leave you. Been thinking about it for days and days. Ooh, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Leaving, and it won't be long. Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow. And it won't be long. You don't believe I'm going, brother? Just count the days I'm gone. Yeah, just as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Hallelujah. Yes, I say as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Oh. I'm going back to Memphis. I have to ride the rod. Yes, if you see me stealing, promise not to tell on me. I say if you see me stealing, please don't you tell on me. 'Cause I'm stealing back, baby. Stealing back to my used to be. You know I got two men, make it three. I just can't keep them apart. Oh, yes, I got two men, Lord, can't keep them apart. One is my living, and the other one is my heart. Have mercy. He's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. Yes, he's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. I said, dirty low-down rascal, put that thing on me. Ow. My girlfriend said, blacker than berry, sweeter is the juice. Talk to me. Yes, she said, black the berry. Sweeter is the juice. That's the reason I got a long, tall, young black one for my personal use.
Don't even go to a movie show if you're not by my side. I stay home by my radio, but I'm satisfied. All my flirting days are gone, on the level from now on. Don't go for any excitement now. Books are my best company. All my opinions have changed somehow, old-fashioned as can be. When you really learn to care, there's a thrill in solitaire. Keeping out of mischief now, really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. I've told them in advance they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, I'm keeping out of mischief
face, yeah. Ooh, and babe, than to see you walk away, see you walk away from me, yeah.
Oh, yes, the great Etta James from back in 1967, recorded down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I'd Rather Go Blind. That's a little preview of what we're going to hear next week on part two of Women Sing the Blues on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Before that, Dinah Washington was known as a pop singer, but she was also a great jazz singer and a great blues singer as well. Heard an old Fats Waller tune called Keepin' Out of Mischief Now from Dinah's Mercury collection. And we let off that set with Alberta Hunter from Amtrak Blues, and I've Got a Mind to Ramble, and that's on Columbia Records. Hope you've enjoyed this part one of Women Sing the Blues. We're going to bring it up to a bit more modern times next week. We're going to hear some soul music as well as some blues. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1423.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.